Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Self is Necessary. You're here today with me, Mary Kay Weinhagen, and Delray J. Bentz. Hi, Delray.
Hi, Mary Kay. How are you today?
I am good. I'm so glad you're still with me. I never know if we're going to get dropped. makes me feel a little uneasy, even though you and I were just talking right before the show goes live and we get the on-air signal here in the studio. because they're transitioning from that recording over to the voice,
yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a funny thing and I might lose you. Or you might lose me. Who knows? I mean, it could go either way. One of the things we were talking about today is sharing with our listeners the platform for our show Self is Necessary. And you and I, because you're in a different state than I am in, and our schedules just haven't
yep.
meshed really well. We haven't spent a whole lot of time putting this together, although we do have some ideas, and we'd really like to flesh things out. And so I just want to share that part of the reason we call the show Self is Necessary is so that people start to hold the awareness that putting others before self has got it upside down. You can't walk away from yourself. Yourself is a necessary, the most necessary component in the life you're creating here. And so
absolutely.
We want, yeah, because of the
other reason, there was four of us and we'd gotten together. And this was before actually I met Mary Kay, but I knew that I wanted to start something and I needed a name for it. And so the four of us had gone to Starbucks. I suppose I shouldn't use that name without permission. But we'd gone to get coffee, and we were sitting in the coffee shop, and we were looking at each other, and I thought I was going to need other people to bounce these things off of, and I was sitting there, and I said, how about Life Learning Center of Self? And everybody looked at me and says, good, well, that was the end of that meeting. I mean, it lasted maybe 30 seconds. And the reason I picked it is because, like you said, life is the most important thing each and every one of us has here. And that means we have the right to experience and express in a physical form any way we desire. We get to. Learning, I put on there because that's the process of how to become your God essence truly once and again. Center, there was two reasons. Two reasons because the first reason, I want to have a place where people can come together and share thoughts and ideas and concepts and that we as a group can support one another without disharmony. And self, last but not least, because without you, the God being, there is absolutely nothing that you need. There is no consciousness. There is no life. And so we have to remember those, the very first word and the last word that I chose was so that, and they're both fours, by the way, and that is truly the platform that you live your life on. And that it's going to be as long as you're here. There isn't the end to this class. And I know that makes a lot of people out there in that physical sense leery. But the truth is with every physical experience that you have, you're learning a lesson. And it's teaching you how to become God or how to take away from that process of becoming God. And that's the simplicity of it. And the more of us that come together and work in harmony and as guardians for one another, the greater this life learning center of self is going to become. It's not about destroying other people or concepts or ideas, because each and every one of us has a choice to play here. That's why I chose the name Life Learning Center of Self. Thank you for letting me share that, Mary Kay.
I knew it. And by the way, since you're saying that, I'm going to throw in a plug and say, to learn a little bit more also, And what you just said, we really should put up on the website, but we do have a website over at lifelearningcenterofself.com, and people are welcome to go there, learn a little bit more about you and how to contact us. We also have a Facebook page over at facebook.com/lifelearningcenterofself. And because of the work I do online, I am interacting a lot with people all over the world, and a component of what I do involves social media, so I find myself on social media and listening to conversations a lot. So because of the nature of that, I am carrying the pulse, in a sense, of the physical world, the physical walk people are taking, variety of things, whether it's current news or it's personal news that are going on in people's life, but what topics are being discussed out there and really seem to be, I don't want to say just triggering people, like it's not all stuff that's inflaming people, but it's things that people are questioning or aware of. There might or might not be some angst around the issue. And because of the work that you've done with your open channeling, with your connection, because you spend so much time in spirit and you read that the energy so well, you are carrying the pulse of the spirit. And part of what this Wednesday program, and we would love to have people come and engage in conversation with us, is to help people understand that both components are valuable and have their place, and it's about learning the balance of those components. So,
it really is learning that as long as we're on this earth plane in this physical expression, that we need to learn to balance our spirit, our God-ness, that internal piece of us that guides us, in balance with the physical. And for women, that means 80% spirit, 20% physical expression. For men, that means 80% physical expression, 20% spirit. And
so
no one knows that. No one knows what that means.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps the imbalance. Yes, and that's what's keeping the imbalance and the wobble on the planet itself. And, you know, one of the things that has kind of intrigued me is finding true matches and partnerships. And people are doing a lot of, you know, saying divorce is a horrible thing. But really what this is all about is people learning how to find their truest match, how to find that peace within themselves that will radiate out in harmony and love to then draw to you the greatest expressions that you can to experience in that radiation of love and harmony. And so we want to make such a big deal out of partnerships that have gone for 30 and 40 and 50 years. And really, truly, those partnerships are wonderful if they really are true matches. I haven't seen too many true matches yet. I really haven't. True
right,
matches.
And wouldn't you say
and
to be in this match for that? Sorry.
Yeah, no, but, you know, I can't imagine being I can't imagine being in long-term relationships and being in disharmony. And part of that was because I spent so much time in spirit, I could tell myself that there was always a lesson to be learned. And this is part of what I want to share. Are you still there?
Exactly.
Has it got...
yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Part of what I want to share is you can be in too much spirit, and this is part of an issue as well. That's why we have to learn how to balance, because you can be in spirit so much that you can put rose-colored glasses on and tell yourself you're okay and that you're strong
right.
And that you are learning. Well, you can learn laterally for just so long, and then you have to make the choice, okay, I got to start bringing in some physical. When you start bringing in physical, like I started doing, I realized, that wasn't a good experience at all, and why was I still there? And
now,
so that's
will you
really
share
what my
with
goal
us?
Is. Go ahead.
Can you share with us what I mean, I don't want you to step on anyone's toes, and of course it's your personal life. So, but what do you mean when you say now that you've stepped into more physical? For instance, what does that even...
Well, I looked around my world in the physical sense, and I saw that what I was allowing to be expressed to me in a physical way and how I was being treated, that most women would go, what are you doing? And it wasn't so much I was wearing a badge of honor, because I wasn't wearing a badge of honor. What I was doing was immersing myself in spirit itself and learning how to express in divine empathetic love. And that was a good thing. As far as walking into spirit, I spent hours learning about spirit, learning about this walk that we're doing, how to break things down. But I spent so much time internally learning to teach others, I didn't take the same physical steps to allow myself to truly have harmony outside in the world as well as the harmony that I could feel within. And I had to remind myself, as I remind most people, you're here for the physical experience. And I was hiding from the physical experiences because they were mean. And they didn't feel good to me. Now, that doesn't mean that that partner that I was with is a mean person. With someone else, that he is wonderful and caring and loving, and that's the feedback he's getting. But when you put two mathematical equations together and they don't match, there's an edginess in there. And I kept telling myself there was this beautiful, wonderful soul. Of course, I was trying to find mine.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. How that friction was in that partner ring was detrimental to both of us. And it's something that each and every one of us has to look at. Do not play anywhere that there is a friction of pain. This world has been set up too much on this love-pain relationship, and it doesn't have to be. I had a student many, many years ago, and she said, the only way that you can reach nirvana is through pain. And I disagreed with her then. I didn't have the knowledge I have today about that is so wrong. That means you're in a mathematical equation that isn't fitting. That's all that means. But we're so afraid to go, okay, I have to find my mathematical equation, the map that's going to bring me peace and harmony. And each and every one of us has that in us. That's that internal knowing. That's that, like, tractor beam you've heard me talk about that says, no, we got to do this. And that's why if you look at your life, there will be a moment in time when you did something that was so out of the norm for you. And thank goodness you let yourself walk it, because that's how you now have the proof that if you follow your tractor beam, your heart of hearts, no matter what anyone says to you, you are going to find your internal truth. Now, it's going to take a long walk back, and there's going to be falling down, and you're going to say to yourself once in a while, why am I doing this? But don't give up on yourself, because you're getting back to the core. You're getting back to the center, and you've got to remind yourself you walked a long way away from who you were. That's what I learned. But I stayed too much in spirit too long. And so I had to learn how to balance this physical walk. And that's what I'm doing today. Learning how to be a physical woman and allowing my 80% of spirit to flow and yet take my 20% of experiencing the physical wonder of this planet. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. And so... Yeah, and I think that was wonderful to point out that we can spend too much time in spirit and quote unquote, forgive all because
yes.
we see the
yes.
silver lining or whatever that is. And yet on the other side of the scale would you say that a person could be too enmeshed in the physical if they're like
yes.
the relationship thing or bouncing from relationship to relationship but never asking questions of themselves, never taking the time to contemplate, evaluate.
And understand the only way that we are truly taking true accountability and responsibility for everything that we are learning is when we start seeing, number one, that the information that's coming at us, we don't deflect. That means we don't try to make a story of why someone else caused us to do it. When we,
sure.
that's called deflection. Anytime somebody's talking to us and they're saying, did you know this about you? And I know that, you know, we've got a lot of work to do on this planet. We do, because there's a lot of people out there that want to fling that stuff. As soon as you want to have a true conversation, they want to get out of Dodge. And I understand, but the stronger and the more practice that you take, and this is that 20% physical piece for us girls, that we take in learning how not to deflect, but to support this physical walk. Not make it be a bad walk, but to learn how to love in a way that still can have contrast for the people that we're interacting with. Still have love with them, but also come to a place when we know there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. We have to open our hearts to ourselves and walk away. Repeat your question again. I apologize. One of the things about open channeling is I have a large group of people who work with me, and they're in the fifth dimension. Now, we have worked out this deal, and I have one gentleman who comes forward, and he brings the main vibration or energy flow to me. So sometimes as I am talking, I have this flow going on, but it does lead me away from the physical question. Once again, too much spirit, not enough physical. What was the question again?
Yeah. And there we go with our live demonstration. Well, I don't know that you necessarily veered away from it. It's kind of wanting to make a counterpoint from getting lost in too much spirit so that you're not even being, maybe I want to say prompted to take an action to make a change, to take a physical action to make a change that you know truth is calling you to make, because that it's that being so heavily in spirit that you can stay in a relationship that's not a match for years, sometimes decades, because you see the true goodness of this person, and you are not looking at the fact that it's not a mathematical match for you. And I suppose we should talk a little bit about this mathematical match piece too, because we'll be bringing that forth in future episodes of the program. But we come in and correct me. I'm going to throw this out. Could be way off. We come in with a mathematical equation that entails setting up the lessons we want to learn in our walk this lifetime. That close?
Correct. That's it in a nutshell. And as anything, you know, if you talk to a mathematician, boy, would they be able to tell you stories. Because all things are on a vibration. And a vibration, as you come down from the fifth dimension onto this earth plane, becomes heavy. And each number is a different atomic weight. In those atomic weights, they create physicalness that we see with our eyes. So we need to have a mathematical equation, us God beings, and I call it the war room. We set out and we go, these are the points that I want to express and experience, whether it is because in a several previous lifetimes we came up to the same point when we couldn't pass that, or an understanding that we wanted, or whether we have chosen just to play in this lifetime.
Sure.
We have to write certain mathematical equations. There are other God beings simultaneously, some that we're aware of, some that we're not aware of, that are creating their own mathematical equations. That's how you'll hear those stories where, you know, a person lived around the world. We have a friend, you and I, who lived in Canada, and because of this wonderful internet, met this man in Norway, and poof, that mathematical equation went bing, and they felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And they followed it with their hearts.
Right.
And they loved it to be. But we want to recognize and not give up hope, because sometimes that's why we leap. We've given up hope that our mathematical equation is going to be heard. And this is where spirit needs to come in, and that's too much physical. See, that's too much physical and thinking, my mathematical equation isn't going to be matched. We've come here to play. We've come here to feel love in the physical expression. We've come here to gather, to be hurting each other. So there isn't a mathematical equation that we haven't written that there's going to be other God beings playing with us. And so that's where you have to bring in spirit. Whenever you feel a loss of, or I'm all alone, it's because you're putting too much physical, you're using that physical eye, and you need to now intensify the fact that your mathematical equation has to start to hum. Because guess what? Music is a vibration of a mathematical equation. If we can get our hearts to hum, that's going to go out into the universe. The universe is going to allow that mathematical match to come and hum with you. So whenever you're not experiencing something physical and you'd like to, you have to put your focus on what it is that you like, not what it is you are missing. If you're putting your vibration and your hum on, I don't have it, the universe goes, oh, they don't want it. And you don't receive
sure.
it. If you desire to experience it, you want to sit in that hum, that it's part of your expression. Don't use your physical eye. This is where you've got to bring in more spirit. And you have to know that you're the God, and you have to know that you've written a mathematical equation, and all you have to do is let that equation start to hum. And as you feel it within your being, funny things are going to start happening, like your head's going to start to tingle, or your ears are going to start to tingle, or your toes are going to start to tingle. But you're going to have a physical response so that you know you're humming. And then you want to expand that, and you want to know the world is your basket. And it's not going to touch somebody else's basket. You're not going to be taking away from anyone else. This planet is made so specially that each and every one of us can hum to our degree, and we are going to have other God beings that are going to be humming because that's their degree. But you have to allow them to come together. Too much physical is looking at a certain person and going, that's my person. That's too much physical. It's not going to happen. You're going to have frustration. You're going to have friction. Let your mathematical equation, not your physical eyes, call to you the experiences in the physical world that you have written out to have. That is true balance for us women, 80-20, for gentlemen, 20 spirit, 80 physical. We have 80 spirit, 20 physical. It becomes a perfect union when you allow that person or persons to come into your expression.
Sure.
Make sense?
Uh-huh. And so I would guess that when you're feeling that hum and a match is near, that hum gets amplified.
It oh yes, and you feel it. And you know, you get twiddle-pated. From band. Walt Disney Bambi. And it's a wonderful feeling. And you start seeing things happen in your world that you thought was impossible. And you start feeling this wonderful euphoria that follows you around. And when that euphoria starts, you want to expand on that. And you want to say, I want more of this. Because then you're sending out, but you also now have added a golden glow to your mathematical equation, which allows the universe to match you in a bigger way.
Sure.
And understand, we have to practice. That's what the fun of this is. It's not about judging, but you can be aware, and it's part of the program, that sometimes it may take time. And the reason it's taking time is because you're just learning that there's a mathematical equation that you have to hum, that there's a vibration that's involved, and you have to clean that up because you have stories that tell you that what I'm saying is false. And I have said, and you've heard me say this to all the new students, prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Use the wisdoms that you're gaining, the knowledge, the tools, take them, incorporate them into your world, and prove me wrong that this doesn't work. I'll be happy to walk with you.
Well, yeah, I think that's, in a sense, although maybe not prove me wrong, but what I think we'd like to facilitate through this program called Self is Necessary, it is an opportunity to bring forth the truth, taking some concrete physical experiences, and
exactly.
Understanding how it is that we create. Because even when you talk about, bringing in the matches and creating what we want to experience, I think there's a part of us that wants to think this is only going to impact the grand scale things. As if some events are bigger than other events in our life. But wouldn't you agree that through the course of the day, even those things that we would label mundane events are all an equal part of using the energy and moving through, whether you're on the physical side or you're the spirit side. In other words, it's not just about finding your perfect romantic match.
It's about finding the perfect mathematical match in the chaos of the planet. I'll express another thing. I get really super nervous when I go on airplanes. I don't like flying, and I do a lot of flying because I have my home in Luck, Wisconsin, where my office is, and I have my home here in Ohio right now, and I'm going back and forth quite frequently. So you, my beloved friend, found out that I could get my puppy through a course of events, a certified to be an emotional support dog, and she could then ride with me on my lap, and that's the best part of it because I get to snuggle with her. Well, we've gotten her certified, but Del Rey isn't certified yet. So she's got all of this stuff to come with me, and so I go to the airlines, and because I don't have my piece taken care of, the airlines is saying that you have to pay this, whatever the fees are. Each airlines is different. Well, now I could have taken that as a negative, but I've gone in knowing I haven't finished my part of this with the airlines, and so I've just said, she's certified, I'm not yet. And, they are so wonderful that I get charged, which I have no problem paying for my puppy, and they put her on as an emotional support dog, so she still gets to be held by me. Now, I could take that in the negative. I could play in that totally physically and say, excuse me, I need this. I've done everything that she needs to do. She's done. How come I don't get to have it this way? That's too much physical. But the mathematical match is recognizing I haven't finished what I need to do. Not hold anyone else responsible for that. And so there's a physical step. My physical step right now is to complete the pieces I have to do, but until that timing is correct, until the meetings are set up and those things are taken care of, why should I hold someone else accountable? But sit in my vulnerability, I need my dog so that I can hold her, and have no issues about how the airlines has it set up. They're doing that for a reason.
Right.
So
I love that.
Was that clear enough?
Okay, yes,
thank
yes,
you.
It was a great example, and we are out of time. I can't believe it. Last time I checked, we had 8 minutes left. Now we have 0 minutes left. But
well, thank you, everybody,
thank,
for joining us.
Yeah, I want to thank you too, and let our guests know we'll be back next Wednesday at noon Central Time. We'll bring forth other topics to be talking about and pointing out how. To hold that balance, when to take action, when to sit back and feel what's going on. And there's so many things to learn. Some of them we're just doing them unconsciously.
And if you have a physical step that you've taken and you would like me to add the spirit part of that for you, feel free to just, you know, Mary Kay can see when you have a question, if you want to talk live, if you want to write it. That's what we're here for. We're here to help each person learn how to balance out their physical and their spirit. Thank you so much,
yes.
Mary Kay. Talk later.
Thank you. And I want everyone to remember you can go over to the lifelearningcenterofself.com, leave comments or ask questions there, as well as join us on facebook.com/lifelearningcenterofself. And take a look at Delray's blog, goldenwordsofself.com. Another place that you could leave comments and ask questions. Thank you so much, and please join us next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.